Proclamation number 0813 of 16th of March, 1939. Self-redemption of the soul. Striving for union. The soul redeems itself, which longs for spiritual nourishment. The awareness of its departure from God causes the desire for spiritual nourishment to arise and grow ever stronger, for it feels within itself its belonging to God and an indomitable longing. Being united in the state of light and being able to be in closest communion with the Divine Savior lets it strive for spiritual maturity with all its strength, and it consciously and in a short time separates itself from all matter and only ever strives for pure spiritual contact and exchange of thoughts with the friends in the beyond. And its effort will also soon be successful because so much support is now offered to it, and it is instructed and satiated with food and drink from the heavens and thus remains in constant contact with spiritual strength. The soul is now anxious to utilize everything it has absorbed in order to attain the state of maturity as soon as possible, and therefore also consciously turns to the right source of spiritual knowledge. To the Divine Father Himself, and if the nourishment originates from Him, the earthly child will already be able to free itself from every material bond in a short time. It will fetch refreshment ever more often and not miss any opportunity which could earn it the Savior's presence, and thus it is always and at all times willing to exchange life on earth for life in the beyond, always in the belief and hope that it will thereby put an end to the separation from the Father and be eternally united with Him. A soul which endeavors to redeem itself by gladly and willingly renouncing all pleasures of the world and remaining completely active in love will already make contact with the Divine Creator Himself in the foreseeable future. It will, as it were, be seized by the spiritual strength which tries to influence on earth what does not exactly show itself reluctantly. The more willingly the human being approaches the efforts of these givers of strength, the more obviously the overall effect on the human soul can be recognized, and if the human being asks for the strength to let the will become active and at the same time be at the service of neighborly love, the soul will find full satisfaction in spiritual work and be willing to give up its stay on earth at any time in order to be able to be completely absorbed in spiritual striving in the beyond, freed from its previous fetters, and to serve the Divine Lord and Master in humility and love. Once this desire has awakened in the soul, the earth and all worldly pleasures will be completely disregarded and its mind will only turn to the Divine Creator and strive ceaselessly for final unification with the Heavenly Father. Amen.